bring our home for the rest of us.
Excellent interpretive speech, Mr. President. I'm very pleased. I think it's a really sensitive interpretation.
Good. You're not going to read all that.
Now, what I've done is I was so pleased with what I had that I've given them text and then cut it by almost 20, then cut it almost to 25%. Maybe 30% of the text. So I read 30% and give them the full text.
Of course, of course. Absolutely, that gives them plenty to write. There's nothing they can
Well, I traced the whole thing and don't get to Vietnam until I got the full context and then the end. And then I'm going to quote Henry's famous song that whenever we stand in Vietnam, I'll say, I strongly believe that every American can be proud to support that position.
Well, the question is, too often in this country, with the best of intentions, has entered into peace agreements that have proved that the 68 Monument is a hell of an example of we're not, at this time, we're going to have an agreement.
But if I have that 68 Monument, it didn't be done. No, I'm very.
I have a reason we're being meticulous, and I will say that if they have deadlines, there's no deadline.
We have just blasted out in Hanoi.
Yeah.
I think literally, Mr. President,
what they say.
But they're not saying that they won't negotiate. All they're saying, well, they say it's crooked, that we are looking for one pretext after another to avoid signing. Actually, they weakened their case. They say we changed the deadline for signing three times, which is true,
yeah.
Which proves that none of these deadlines had anything more than theoretical significance.
Well, you said you were going to try to get that thing.
And, they quote the messages from you. We may just have to put out the record. But I don't think we ought to get into a debate with them.
No, I wouldn't put out the record.
I think, Mr. President...
I'd let them blast, but I would... because you start getting into the record and who shot John and all that sort of thing.
That's what I think.
It makes debating points and so forth. What do they say finally?
Well, they say, they don't make a point. They say,
they just say sign agreement.
Yeah. They do not say, at the end they say the Nixon administration must now choose between these two alternatives. Either carry out what it has agreed to at the Paris Conference, end this aggressive war, or continue this costly, unjust, and pointless war, and finally sustain more serious setbacks until total defeat.
Isn't it true, Henry, that they gave from Hanoi in their leak interpretations which were not the interpretations?
Absolutely
right.
That's
what they were trying to modify by the interpretive
practice. Van Von Dong's interview with Newsweek on coalition government.
There are three major facts. One is, and I have a long compilation of this. When we were in Saigon, we found that they had given instructions to their cadres to ignore a ceasefire for 3 days and seize as much territory as possible. This is why we want the international machinery in place. Secondly, they put out a misleading interpretation of the administrative structure. And thirdly, we had told them innumerable times, not that we were going to put the troops into the agreement, their troops, but that they had to withdraw some of the troops from the north. And once they were withdrawn, the no reinforcement provisions would see to it that they wouldn't get back. We were watching for those troops to get out. They didn't get out. So for all these three reasons, we didn't sign it.
But what is your evaluation for this man's
Well, it just came in. My evaluation is that they want to put the heat on you before the election. I think that the factors that led to a settlement are still valid.
Yeah.
I think. bombing this week.
Well, yes.
We should.
The point is, in the rhetoric, I think that it's good for Nelson to make this point, I think. But I think in terms, Henry, of our just putting everything out, that would tend to leave an impression that there was a total stalemate.
Yeah, it's very good.
I think it's better to, and also you get into a debating point with them about, well, who said what and so forth and so on. I think your idea of the background are about on Friday, maybe a little bit earlier now, maybe Thursday now. What would you think?
Well, it's just because of your speech on Thursday.
Oh, that's right. You should do Friday. Friday's better anyway than for the weekend.
That's right.
But I could do it Friday morning. I could say,
this
is where we stand.
Right.
You know, they say the issue isn't whether the changes are major or minor. They won't make any changes. But,
Mr. President, that information about these instructions to the Viet Cong is not public.
It's not.
So I won't use that.
I wouldn't use it yet.
I don't think so.
I think it's better that we put
this out. I wouldn't need to. I would say that we, of course, at this time, there's bound to be differences. We think the differences could be worked out, but we're not going to be in a hurry to make a hasty speech that won't last. We want one to last.
That's
right. At that point, I didn't know what happened in 68, if that just didn't.
Had understandings, and that's it. We want an agreement in the house. There will be no misunderstanding.
And I think it's breaking the secrecy and going out of the interview with Newsweek and then interpreting this thing differently. Yeah. And the understanding is a very good background.
Yeah.
Also, it's saying if this was done, the war would only be one watch politically. You know, they said that years ago. Always the war would be one watch.
Well, I think you can be extremely helpful on this. But remember that the line is the harder the line can be, the firmer, the better. The idea that we're not going to have these people real deep.
I think it's great. And Eric Sivarai was on last time, Mr. President, and he was analyzing it. He said that if this had come 3 or 4 weeks ago, that this was what would affect the unemployment. Like, if it had come 3 or 4 weeks ago, that perhaps the American people would have said, well, the tough line on negotiating now is no longer needed, therefore we can go to this vote. But seeing it came late, that it won't affect the election. I think it's good to have it right just the way you're doing. I personally think politically it's the best possible.
Well, it depends on how they push the press couple of
But even if they echo it, the worst that they can do is, I think we should take the position, they are trying to force us into something that we don't consider right, that will only enhance,
right.
Will help you with the right.
Our hard line, that's right.
It will help you.
More than you can say it, you can say you're wrong and say, talk to the president. That's the line. We're going to have the right kind of a peace here. We're not going to be stampeded in the wrong kind.
But, I mean, you can't be accused by the right of selling out in Hanoi screaming that you won't sign an agreement.
No. They on the Navy side, I suppose, have been people who think that, I don't know, they're not indicating that all is lost. They're just simply saying, aren't they, as I understand it, that come on here, sign. Is that right?
That's more or less right. They are, in effect, saying, this is your choice, but hell, they were saying they'd never make a peace that kept you in office. They are now playing for going to play for what it's worth till November 7th.
It's a dangerous game for them.
That's right, but they figure that they've been tricked. And they also have this problem, Mr. President. They have a lot of dead cadre hanging out there that are getting chewed up now. And they've got to explain to their cadre why it is that they made them go out and seize territory a month prematurely. See, they're going to take a terrific shellac. And if there is a ceasefire, well, It's certainly militarily a good thing. If they lose too many, they may not be able to make a ceasefire. But I think we ought to start moving the B-52s up to the 9th parallel. That's the only thing those bastards understand.
That's right.
And that's a restriction. That is an internal one. We've never told the world where the B-52s would go. We can't go beyond the 20th before the election, but we can go up to the 19th, where the B-52s, that's where all their supply comes up.
Seems to me, Mr. President, this is...
They'll understand that. That's the only thing.
Why is it, if I could be arrested for one, obviously, questions have been asked. You have questions.
Yeah, that's right, question.
And I suppose the one is, well, now, the administration's indicated that peace is at hand.
Yeah, well, they're taking that on, too. They're saying that it's true.
Yeah, but what I meant is, they'll ask you by what you'll say.
He should say they're doing two separate things. On the one hand, they say...
Seriously, that was always in the back of my mind. when John Mitchell asked me to make the speech, I promised there'd be no news on that day. I love that. Now we get the news. But
yeah, that's right. That's all right.
Oh, yes. I'm delighted to be here, and I think I can have a quiet effect a little bit on
Damn, Rox. I think Henry's point, though, we have nothing to be defensive about.
I don't feel defensive.
Let me tell you the real problem, of course, is that, that it was moving a little too fast. And you don't. And under the circumstances, it was inevitable that it would come off. But you knew that before you went out to see you. You knew it was tough.
We decided that if you wouldn't come along, we'd delay. Now, they're trying to stampede us. If it's time into that, then...
Despite you, which we cannot do.
Which we cannot do. Now, I told them, I have the written record. If we are forced to it, we have the written record, in which I told them we have to consult there. It can't be considered final.
Mr. President, I had dinner. This is very important, what Henry said, with Abe Rosenthal, the new foreign editor of the Times, the whole Times structure having last Friday night. The new foreign editor, forgot what his name, said that he thought Henry's punch those through there, he can concur the organ, that this was the finest expose of the situation. They published the whole thing, and they thought what he said was 100%. And then they wrote a good editorial. Now, this was all when he said, we won't sign until we get these little things straightened out so that you're on that position.
Right.
And it's clear, and the president supported it.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, we have the amusing thing that you have a few on the far right, but particularly on the far left now, we're saying, well, we're being too hard on poor old Jew.
Schlesinger. Schlesinger.
Christ.
Saying to sell them down the river. So this is not an unmixed situation. I think there's a lot of blessing.
So basically, the fact that they're blessing us puts us in a position of defending.
You're still the strong man we got to have.
But we have leaned over backward to be conciliatory in our press briefings. We have attacked Hanoi. We've sent them a lot of very conciliatory messages. If this business of publishing messages starts, we can.
Our messages are very, very conciliatory. Well, on both sides.
So we can. It's true, on the 20th we told them that we weren't going to raise any more, that we considered the text as it then stood complete. On the 23rd, in other words, 48 hours later, about 48 hours later, we told them we needed another session, so they can complain that for 48 hours they were misled. Since then, they've been trying to...
Okay, that's their word against ours. Who's misleading? Who's going to win?
And...
Nobody trusts them.
The election's here.
And I think that you are defending. I'm seeing Ludstone this afternoon. I think on this basis, I'll explain to him exactly what the game is.
Right.
Look at meaning. And what's McGovern going to say? We should sign in the agreement.
I think he has said that. And he says, but he will abrogate that
provision. That's right.
Providing for the arms for South Vietnam to defend themselves.
And even aid.
Everything.
Yeah. Unbelievable. It was the total destruction.
But you might say that you're sure that hasn't been particularly helpful. If the question arises, I mean, after all, I don't know what it is that they asked about. And all you could say, I don't want to motivate them, but it certainly hasn't been helpful to have the suggestion made that the agreement be abrogated. It might as well wait.
Unbelievable. Frank Ann was in the Times this morning with a piece saying that neither the Catholics nor the Jews have shifted in the last 2 weeks, which you've held steady on. Both of you support both those groups.
Very interesting.
Which is, and I think both those groups, the Jewish community likes your strength here, thinking always of where you stand over there, and the Catholics have been for this from the time Cardinal Spellman really got us into it in the beginning. Cardinal Spellman, I think, is much responsible for getting into
Catholicism. Yeah, Cardinal Spellman, Catholic, yeah.
That's right. Because of all the Catholics.
Sure. Sure. Well, I remember visiting Methodist camps in 1954. Second Jesus, he rushed. It was something.
So I think this posture in this present is great. It shows your guts and your strength.
In a sense, Nelson is right.
I think you're better off.
You're better off from a political point of view. And if they say we've blown the peace, we'll say
they can't say you've blown the peace. How can they say you've blown the peace when Hanoi is screaming that you should sign a peace treaty?
That's right.
And when we are saying we want to
clarify
the issue, then they say you were tricky. Well, I think whenever you say so, I should go out there and explain exactly what the three issues are.
Maybe this time you're thought of going out and doing it in background, basis semi-background, would be better, or you should go out and do it with the spectacular.
Well, depends if the...
Depends on how much I escalate. That's exactly right. You always let us see what their game is.
But I'll be very conciliatory. I think we should wait to see what they do at the Paris Peace Talks.
Thursday. That's why you can't go to Friday.
On Thursday.
Yes.
Well, I could go on Thursday. We'll know by noon what they'll do at the Paris Peace Talks. If they walk out, then I think we'll just turn the other cheek, but very toughly. Say, we are ready to talk, but we are not going to be stampeded.
Right.
And explain exactly what the issues are. They're in a hell of a spot claiming, on the one hand, there's a peace settlement, and on the other hand, that there isn't an imminent peace. So,
I think they're so used to propaganda that they've caught up in raw enthusiasm.
And I think you are in good shape, actually, defending the national interest.
Oh, here. We're going to.
I think you're in a much better shape.
And there's been an
uneasiness
about whether this agreement it was going to let Vietnam down in the South.
The fact that we're fighting for a stronger agreement, I mean, is a good thing.
That's what I think.
It makes me feel better, I'll be frank.
Good.
And also it makes it clear that it isn't a political ploy. And we can say it. It's obvious they're trying to use this political period. And we're sure that after November 7th, they'll...
Good. You better get some lunch. Well, as I told you after the election one day, we'll sit down. We'll get you up at Camp David and have a gas around. You haven't been there since you were there after Johnson.
Right. Yeah, that's right. I'm very interested in talking to you about this...
Your plan.
Plan stuff. Yeah,
I know. I saw. I got your rough notes. Yeah. Oh, that's a standard science field. Fine, Henry. Good luck. I'll be available after.